On Thursday, a Horseshoe Bend couple was arrested on multiple felony charges following an investigation into drug activity and child endangerment. According to the Izzard County Sheriff's Office, 41-year-old Chad Griffith and 36-year-old Danielle Griffith, both of Horseshoe Bend, were each charged with two counts of endangering the welfare of a minor in the first degree. The investigation began on September the 30th when deputies discovered the couple and two minor children staying overnight in a tent on top of their vehicle at a business in Melbourne. During the encounter, deputies learned that Chad Griffith was an unregistered sex offender who had recently moved to the area. A search revealed methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and multiple firearms inside of the vehicle. Chad Griffith was arrested for failure to register as a sex offender, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a firearm by a felon. Danielle Griffith was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, and the Department of Human Services was notified. On October the 30th, investigators received confirmation that one of the minor children had tested positive for methamphetamine, resulting in the additional charges of child endangerment on both individuals. And a Pomona man was taken into custody Thursday afternoon in Howe County on a felony warrant out of Ozark County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, 30-year-old Nathan T. Rodman was arrested at 3:11 p.m. on November the 6th on a felony Ozark County warrant for second-degree burglary. Rodman was transported to the Ozark County Jail, where he is being held without bond. A Drasko, Arkansas man, already in custody since July, now faces additional charges related to child sexual abuse material. Sharp County Sheriff Shane Russell announced on Thursday that 46-year-old James C. Collins had been formally charged with 24 counts of distributing, possessing, or viewing matter depicting sexually explicit conduct involving a child. According to Sheriff Shane Russell, the new charges stem from an investigation conducted by the Sharp County Sheriff's Office in cooperation with the 3rd Judicial District Drug Task Force. Online jail records report that Collins was initially arrested on July the 18th on multiple charges, including introducing a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance into another's body, endangering the welfare of a minor in the first degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also in our news today, a 17-year-old boy from Caulfield was injured Thursday morning in a single vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 160, a quarter mile west of Caulfield. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred at approximately 7:25 a.m. when a 2010 Ford Explorer the teen was driving ran off the right side of the roadway, striking an embankment and a road sign. The juvenile driver was wearing a seatbelt at the time, sustained minor injuries, and was transported by private vehicle to Ozarks Healthcare for treatment. Yesterday, ECNN's Rick Harris spoke with West Plains High School principal Ryan Smith. Mr. Smith and Rick spoke about the upcoming Veterans Day program that will be held at West Plains High School.
So Tuesday, November 11th, we're going to be having our annual Veterans Day breakfast and assembly. It's just our way of our students and our community just showing back some a little bit of appreciation for our local veterans and their families.
Then he spoke about the schedule for the day.
So starting up at 7:30 in the morning, we're going to serve our veterans and their families a nice breakfast in our cafeteria. And then shortly after that, we'll escort all of our veterans and their families to our gym for an assembly at 8:30, which will be started there.
He then spoke about what goes on during the veterans program.
So a lot of it is just our recognition and our appreciation. We have our local VA come in, and they will come in and they will salute. They will go through their process of recognizing our veterans. And then we will recognize each individual branch of the military as well. Our choir, our band, they will all perform. It's a pretty big deal in there, and we encourage all of our veterans and our families to come in and join us.
Then finally, Mr. Smith said where parking will be and how to get more information about the event.
So our student council will actually be helping park individuals. We will have the south side of our gym that is available for our veterans and their families to park in. Of course, we've got our entire student parking lot that is available as well, but we will definitely do everything that we can to help escort them into the building.
Now, folks need to know some more information, who they get in touch with and how.
They just need to get a hold of me, Ryan Smith, the West Plains High School principal, and I'll give them all the direction I can give them.
And the Howe County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a scam involving a caller falsely claiming to be a deputy with the department. According to officials, a citizen recently reported receiving a call from a restricted number from someone identifying themselves as Deputy Brian Whitlock with the Howe County Sheriff's Office. The caller allegedly told the victim that she had missed a jury date in October and needed to report to the Sheriff's Office immediately to resolve the issue. The caller also claimed that she was in big trouble, needed to speak with a judge, and must remain on the phone or face arrest. The Sheriff's Office emphasizes that it will never contact citizens by phone to demand payment, threaten arrest, or insist that they may stay on the line. Residents who receive such calls are urged to hang up immediately and do not share personal information. Anyone with concerns or questions about a suspicious call should contact the Howe County Sheriff's Office directly at 417-256-2544. If you live in Carter, Howe, Oregon, Ripley, or Shannon County and sustain damage to your home or personal property in the March 30th and April 8th disaster, you can now apply for FEMA assistance. FEMA representatives will be set up at the Oregon County Courthouse every day now through Thursday, November the 13th, except for Sunday the 9th and Veterans Day. They will be located next to the county clerk office and the old county commission office. For a list of hours that the representatives will be available at the courthouse, you can visit our website, theecomnewsnetwork.com. FEMA may be able to provide money to help you pay for home repairs, a temporary place to live, essential personal property that was destroyed, and other needs. FEMA assistance money does not have to be repaid. The deadline to apply is December the 22nd, 2025. The fastest way to apply is at disasterassistance.gov or by calling the FEMA helpline at 800-621-3362. You can also download and use the FEMA app. And the West Plains Area Dugout Club has announced a major community partnership with three local state farm agents, Ramona Heinley, Adam Mansfield, and Justin Shelby, who have joined together to purchase a brand new scoreboard for the baseball field currently under construction at 1410 Bill Verdon Boulevard. The donation represents a significant milestone in the Dugout Club's ongoing Dirt to Diamond campaign, a community-driven project aimed at building a permanent home field for West Plains area baseball programs. The new state farm-sponsored scoreboard will be installed behind center field and will feature modern LED technology along with a State Farm logo recognizing the agent's joint sponsorship. The addition of the scoreboard will not only enhance the field's professional look, but will also stand as a lasting symbol of teamwork, community pride, and local support for youth athletics in West Plains.